With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. ABC TV's indefinite suspension of late-night comedian Jimmy Kimmel is drawing fire from Democrats on Capitol Hill. They see the cancellation as so-called censorship advocated by the Federal Communications Commission. But FCC Chairman Brendan Carr is challenging those accusations. Carr says the FCC doesn't license national TV networks and that the Kimmel decision was pushed by owners of local TV stations around the country.
And what happened for the first time, frankly, in modern history, is local TV stations, first Nexstar, which owns some, then Sinclair, which owns others, says, listen, we don't want to run Kimmel. We don't think it actually serves the needs of our communities in Utah, in Pennsylvania. And so this is TV stations pushing back on national programmers, which I think is a very good thing.
The FCC chairman interviewed on the Scott Jennings Show on the Salem Radio Network. She will carry on her late husband's legacy. Charlie Kirk's widow will take the helm at Turning Point USA. She is the unanimous choice of Turning Point's board of directors. The board, releasing a statement, it reads in part, "It is our great pride to announce Erica Kirk as a new CEO and chair of the board." President Trump talking with Chinese President Xi today about finalizing a deal to keep TikTok active in the U.S., but our military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, expects other issues to surface as well.
We'll talk about rare earths, export controls and investment rules and the like. President Trump has never, stayed to one topic like that. So I suspect that's what's going to happen in the conversation that follows today.
The House gearing up for a vote today on a Republican plan to avert a partial government shutdown at month's end. And on Wall Street, the Dow 50 points higher. This is SRN News. Two Virginia students are going to federal court.
The two boys attend Stonebridge High School in Ashburn, and when they complained about a girl being allowed to share a locker room with them, they were accused of sexual harassment and suspended. The Founding Freedoms Law Center and America First Legal is suing to have the record of the suspension removed from the students' records. Similar cases are cropping up all across the nation as school officials promote transgenderism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The new leader of the world's Roman Catholics has sat for his first interview with a Catholic news organization. Pope Leo addressing a number of topics, including the ongoing priest sex abuse scandal. He admits it is a real crisis that has not yet been solved and that the church still hasn't found a way to help victims heal. But he also thinks that the rights of priests must be respected. The Pope adds that the scandal cannot become the center focus of the church. This is SRN News. A Taliban anti-tech crackdown with the stated purpose of preventing immorality in Afghanistan.
More and more provinces are losing access to fiber optic internet after the country's leader imposed a complete ban on the technology. It's the first time a ban of this kind has been imposed since the Taliban seized power in August 2021. Mobile internet remains functional, however. The Northern Balkh province confirmed a Wi-Fi shutdown on Tuesday with reports of severe disruption in other parts of the country. Keith Peters, Washington.
South Korean automaker Hyundai confirms it is moving ahead with expansion of its Georgia plant. The move comes after an immigration raid delayed the startup of an electric vehicle battery plant at the site in Georgia. The company plans to invest about $2.7 billion to boost capacity by 200,000 vehicles over the next several years. More details, SRNnews.com.